Bang, hit me.
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying, Yan Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yan Up Strong. Now, Air Force supports Indigenous health in far north Queensland. The Royal Australian Air Force is visiting Mareeba, has visited Mareeba early October and throughout October and early November for Exercise Kumundu 2025. The initiative will deliver essential health services and deepening ties with local Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities across far north Queensland. Look, with the only catch of a yarn now with our squadron leader, Daniel Batros, ADF and psychologist. And we do have Daniel on the line. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Daniel?
I'm currently based in Melbourne. I'm posted between Wagga and Rathbank City Sale.
All right, fantastic. Look, great initiative, working with the mob. So tell us about Exercise Kumundu, please.
Yeah, Exercise Kumundu is a very rewarding opportunity to work with communities and engage the services across Air Force. So we've had some dental health services, environmental health, mental health, ADF careers, Indigenous engagement officers, an Air Force chef.
Yes.
Physical training and also a public affairs officer all sort of go down to Exercise Kumundu to work within the community across Murrumbina and Atherton, close
good.
To Cairns.
Good, good, good. Are these the people you're working with, are they Air Force personnel, or are they young people signing up to become personnel, or who's engaged there, please, Daniel?
So members from community, from schools, so it's an opportunity for people to understand about the roles, the various roles within Air Force.
Gotcha,
And also people that are involved with Mullingu Aboriginal Corporation as
yes,
well. So
yes.
We're sort of working with their community groups and providing sort of that mental health and wellness
good.
Literacy and promotion.
Fantastic. So Exercise Kumundu, how long has this been running for, Daniel?
Last year was its 10th year,
okay.
So this is 11 years now, so good. It's part of the Closing the Gap initiative.
Fantastic. And do you operate in different areas with different traditional owners across the
yes.
state, if not the country? Yeah.
Of course, yes. So NACHO is the national organisation
okay.
that gets to identify the locations and regions that Air Force will then sort of prioritise exercises for future years to come.
Yep. Beautiful, fantastic. Your involvement, how long have you been a part of this fantastic event?
Okay, So I was recently returned back to Melbourne, but I was part of the event for 3 weeks. So exercise is still continuing. So they still have another 2 weeks. So majority of the members are still in the exercise in Murrumbina, mm-hmm. and they're still offering a lot of exciting services across community and schools.
Would you look at Exercise Kumadu as a vehicle for employment? Are you, scouting the space there?
Of course. So we had members from our ADF careers team come and speak about employment opportunities,
yes.
Across Air Force and different pathways into Air Force. So people gained a bit more understanding of the various specializations. So yeah, people sort of gained a bit more understanding of the various roles across Air Force, and we're not all just pilots or air traffic control.
Thank you, that's right, exactly. Yeah. And what about with the Air Force, Australian Air Force, have your First Nation personnel with the Air Force engaged in this space as well?
Yes, so we have 4 Indigenous engagement officers.
Lovely.
Attend Exercise Kumadu, and they've got some strong relationships with communities.
Yes.
And various mobs, so they've sort of been sort of instrumental in making sure that we're connecting with the various communities across Queensland.
Well, here's to another 11 years. Thank you very much to Sharon, Squadron Leader Daniel Batros. All the best to you and your team. We'll yarn soon, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Trevor. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. The Squadron Leader, Daniel Batros, ADF and psychologist. The Air Force supports Indigenous health in North Queensland. Now in its 11th year, Exercise Kumadu is a community engagement initiative delivered in partnership with the National Aboriginal Control Community Controlled Health Organisation, NACHO. And a big shout out there to CEO Pat Turner, AM. The program supports Air Force's reconciliation commitments while contributing to better health outcomes in regional and remote Indigenous communities. And I personally think it's an avenue as well for the Air Force to snap up young ones to join the Air Force too, deadly. So opportunities galore and building bridges, that's what it's all about. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416, the number you need to call. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, a one-hour program. Come to you live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinja Country. That's BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
Take me back to the old Yarrabah Ranges. That's where my heart will always be. Take me back to the old Yarrabah Ranges. In a land of tropical scenery. As we walk through the fields of Telbungji River flows, oh, that's where my heart will always be. Take me back to the old Yarrabah Ranges. In a land of tropical scenery.
Yeah, to Delhi, Barry Cedric, how fitting. We're going to catch up a yarn now and talk to Ross Maloney, Men's Health and Wellbeing Officer, and talk about 2025 Yarrabah Men's Forum. And just had Barry Cedric online there and talking about these beautiful ranges over at Yarrabah. So with that, we'll catch up with Ross. Got Ross on the line. Ross, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Trevor.
Yeah, good, brother.
Thank
good.
You for that.
No, good. Thank you, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Ross?
Okay, for your listeners out there, my name is Ross Maloney. I'm born and bred here in Hobart, Yarrabah. My people are the Irukandji people, North Kent, all the way up north at Port Douglas.
Yes.
That's my father on my mother's side. I'm a proud Cookajungan man from the Jungan Nation up in Mount Mulligan.
Yes.
From my grandmother, Kofit Andrews. And yeah, that's pretty much me, Trev.
Yeah, beautiful.
But also, go ahead. I've got Uncle Darren Miller just sitting there next to me.
Hey, Magic Miller. Miller Magic, too deadly.
Hey, good morning, my brother.
Good morning, brother. Good morning. And Darren, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Cuss.
All right, Cuss. My name's Darren Miller. I was born and raised in Yarrabah. My ancestral, I suppose, roots are, I'm a descendant of Aboriginal nations on my dad's side.
Yes.
Wanyamaje, Yidinji.
Yep.
Holloway / Palmer family. Wugayimiti. Hopewell, Cooktown area. On my mum's side, Cookajungan. That's Narrabulgan, Mount Mulligan, Ben's family / former.
Beautiful.
Gimoy Yidinji Nation, and I've got ancestral roots also in the from the Charleville Mitchell, the Bradley family area as well. So yeah,
hey brother,
but yeah.
Too deadly.
Thanks for having us on board.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. I just saying, Darren, that sounds like a fruit salad, brother. You connected everywhere, my brother.
Yeah.
Too
yeah,
deadly.
All the connection.
Exactly. Join the dots. Yeah. Join the dots. Listen, congratulations, gentlemen. We're talking about 2025 Yarrabah Men's Forum happening over at Yarrabah. And big shout out to Girini Yalamaka, proudly presenting this fantastic forum. And special guest, Uncle Mick Adams. So, look, this is all happening on Wednesday, November 19, 8 a.m. to 4:30, Yarrabah Community Hall. What can we expect there, my brothers?
Yeah, firstly, Trevor, before we go forward, I'd just like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to come on this radio station and share some information on, like you said, our significant up-and-coming event,
yes,
which is the Men's Forum.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's an annual event conducted every year,
yes,
by our team, the men's team over here in Tierney. And it's designed to bring men together in a culturally safe space in our community.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, when you come along, there'll be invited presenters,
yep,
such as keynote speakers, such as Uncle Mick Adams,
yep,
who will be there sharing about his experience working in that space, you know, advocating for our men right across the country.
And you would say that this is the 21st century yarning circle, you could say, and good for our brothers to sit and have a yarn, safe space, but we get off our chest the connotation that, you know, men don't talk. Well, here we're talking now at a fantastic event, you would say, yeah?
Exactly, Trevor. Just like you said, it's about, bringing the men together. And that safe place to talk about issues, you know, issues in the community that that affect their mob, you know. And this is the place now to come along and address those issues,
yes,
and most importantly, come up with solutions, you know, that can really help people, I guess.
Exactly. And we got the solutions to our problems. And if you're talking about warriors, well, here we are in the 21st century. We need to lead from the front. We need to take the reins, do we not, brothers?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Especially as young Paul is coming through, you know,
yes.
We're going to be willing to take on that baton, you know, when it's getting handed down to us. So, yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. How many men and brothers are we looking at expecting, and what ages are we talking?
Well, from experience from previous forums, and last year we had around about 100 men come along.
Whoa, that's beautiful.
And so that's been our marker in terms of how we prepare for resources. But I think most importantly is being able to make it not only culturally in a culturally safe space where the yarning occurs, where for them to present their issues, and for us to record and then basically take steps to after the event, do extra work in terms of how we prepared in terms of a report and do the actual work to enable them things to be implemented.
Yeah.
And so this year we got Uncle Mick Adams coming, a prominent Indigenous leader in the health space.
Yep.
So that will generate some interest in terms of the discussion. The theme for this year is Yarrabah men coming together in community with strength and unity.
Yes.
And basically for me is the theme represents encouraging men to talk about the issues, especially in their personal well-being space.
Of course, yes.
For them to acknowledge we are there.
Yep.
Well-being service providers within Gurney in our program.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as you know, it's got a cultural connotation to it too, Trev, where we all know each other in one way or another.
Yep,
we're connected
exactly.
in one way or
connected,
another. All
yep.
of our mob, you know,
mm-hmm,
the men.
Mm-hmm, yep.
It's just being able to tap into and acknowledge who they are to be able to help you with that health journey too when we get a bit stuck, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
That fair encouragement in one of these initiatives that we do annually.
Yeah.
On behalf of the men, you know.
Exactly. And look, to all our deadly listeners out there just tuned in, Trendy Trev here, Murray from Macquarie. National Talk Black having a deadly yarn with Ross Maloney and Darren Miller, and we're talking about the up-and-coming 2025 Yarrabah Men's Forum. When you look at this space, do we look at young fellas coming through? At what age, you reckon, the young ones are coming through? Are they invited? Are they open to it? Talk to me about that space.
Yeah, well, it's open from 18 right up. The oldest we had last year was 75 years old. So.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
So from young ones to elders, look, and it is, like I said...
From young ones to elders, so right across the spectrum.
Yes.
Just last year, we encouraged, from last year's report there, we were trying to encourage more young fellows to come along in that 18 to 25 bracket, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
And I would think that
myself
the...
Myself and Uncle Darren have been working with the other services here and...
Exactly.
Trying to get the, you know, everyone to buy in and...
Yeah. And it's all open regarding topics that can be discussed, you know. We can talk about, black successes. We can talk about black people in business. We can talk about domestic violence. We can talk about finances, job, all the above. There's all conversation. We can talk football, you know what I mean? Go the Broncos. I mean, any yarns, eh?
Go Yari, eh?
Yeah, that's it. Fly, good little fly. Of course.
No, look, we've actually got a program, and without giving away too much, I suppose, in terms of delivery of it, we're going to get, in terms of the youth age bracket, we're getting one of our program areas in the youth space to come and do a presentation as well.
Good.
Just to give some insight or information pertaining to the work they do among the youth here in Yarri.
Yeah.
And there's also an opportunity for the networks to present what they offer too as well in terms of their program. That's like an open mic session.
Yes.
Where Ross be facilitating again. Ross did a great job last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the, in terms of where we talk about handing the baton on to the younger brigade. I asked Ross to facilitate last year, did a great job. He's going to be doing that again this year. So in terms of the network sitting around, we're going to, as much as possible, get across that spectrum in terms of what services they provide to the men, and obviously young men, the youth bracket, and also importantly families, Trevor, you know, in the community.
Exactly.
That'll be on the agenda as well.
It's powerful. Yarning Circle, it is 2025. And when you talk about the young ones being engaged, sometimes we're getting a bit long in the tooth here, Darren, you know, brother. But when you look at them young ones, they're into social media, they're online, you know, not in line, they're online, you know. And sometimes we lose touch of them. I mean, look, you could be sitting at dinner table, you got to text that young fella, can you pass the salt? Yeah, we need to have the conversation face to face and at the open yard.
Woody's a great one.
Yes.
Sorry, Trev.
Yes.
Woody's a great analogy, eh? Yeah. You pass the ball to the younger fella and he run, eh?
That's right. My name's Billy, not Silly. There's the gap. You young fella, you run the 75 metres, quarter to try. Hey, good yarning with you both. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Is open for all men and juniors across the area?
Yeah. That's right, good, Trevor. Good. So it's open to all men from 18 up to... how old they are, and it's for, you know, if the non-Indigenous people out there listening, come along.
Okay,
know,
beautiful. Good on you. Oh, that's great to know. So, yeah, non-Indigenous brothers out there, quite welcome to come and join us at the 2025 Yarrabah Men's Forum. And that's all happening on Wednesday, November 19, 8 a.m. to 4:30. Which are you going to feed them, Mob, or what?
Yeah, there'll be a free feed. We're having prizes will be raffled.
Good.
There'll be a little bit of that, what do you call that thing there in between? Icebreakers and stuff. So we've got a really good really good team too in terms of staff.
Yeah, good.
Paul Neal Jr. is a great great support in that regard, because he's had experience with the youth forum here, running the youth forum out of Derry.
Yeah, exactly.
And look, previously we've had school come along, you know, where we didn't do that this year, the invite to them, the teachers to bring a group of students along to yarn with the elders. But, yeah, we've had that occur at previous forums, and we try to get right across that spectrum, you know.
Beautiful.
Ensure we're sharing information, and especially in terms of the support of our male cohort in community with their well-being, you know?
Exactly. Well, you mentioned football. It is a team effort, isn't it, when we're talking about getting together, having a yarn. More power to you. Thank you very much. Brother Darren, always good to yarn with you. Rossi Maloney, thank you very much. All the best to the mob there, Yari, and looking forward to this fantastic event. But take care, my brothers, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Yeah, Trevor, just a last-minute note. 19th of November, too, is International Men's Day. Doing this in support of that as well.
So fitting. Good. Pick the right day, then.
On behalf of me and Ross.
Yep.
Ross,
yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
On behalf of me and Ross Maloney, thank you very much. And
thank you, Trevor.
Too deadly. Thank you, my brothers. All the best, eh?
All right. Thank you.
See you, boys. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. That's Darren Miller. Miller Magic from Yarrabah, yarning with Rossi Maloney as well, Rossi Men's Health and Wellbeing Officer, and we were promoting the 2025 Yarrabah Men's Forum happening over there at Yarrabah, and that's Wednesday, November 19, and it is International Men's Day on that day. So there you go, my brothers. And of course, it's open to all men, young and old, and also black and white. So look, fantastic. Special guest, Uncle Mick Adams, and his statement here is, I want to give men a more positive attitude in life. And Mick Adam, Men's Health and Wellbeing Advocate, so too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebeep Media, 98.7 FM. And you can have your say and yarn up strong here. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Disability Radio Service, on your daily program, National Talk Black.
It's Jessica Malboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
to Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidindi Country. BBM, Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yan Up Strong? All right, 2025 IMP, Indigenous Marathon Project, Squad, take on the TCS New York City Marathon. We're going to catch up with Yarn Nev with the Cairns-based Indigenous Marathon Project, IMP 2025 squad member, and that's Sharman Williams. And we have Sharman on the line. Good morning, my sister. How are you, Sharman?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Fantastic. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where are you from, please?
I'm from my mob on Kalkadoon, Pitapita, Bunjilung and Merriam.
Okay, beautiful. We've got connection there and look fantastic. Sharman, you started work at AFL Cape York House for Girls, working with Indigenous girls across Cape and Queensland, supporting them the way. Little Sharman needed some of the girls in the Cairns Daily Runners and Walkers, Runners and Walkers, community inspired to help, to apply. And look, they can't be what they can't see. I love that. She wants to be that. You want to be a role model. So here you are in this space. So paint the picture. You're off to New York. Is that right?
Yeah, so I'll be heading to New York next Wednesday. So, yeah, it started with the Indigenous Marathon Project. They came into the AFL house, had a bit of a yarn with the girls, and started this year. My cousin, he asked if I wanted to do the trial with him, and honestly, it was the scariest thing for me. I have no experience in running.
So you never run before?
No, not really.
Okay, there you go. And so what happened? Yeah. So you attended. Well, here you are now selected, part of the squad, and you're going to New York, the Big Apple.
Yeah. So been training for like 6 months now. The furthest I've ran is 30 kilometres and New York is 42. So I still have a long way to go. But I think I'm just trusting the training, you know, trusting and like all the support I've gotten from it. Yeah, it's really pushing me through. And I do think about the girls I work with.
Good, beautiful. What sort of background do you have in regarding sports outside running?
So growing up, I did play a bit of soccer, touch, netball.
Yep.
And I did a bit of gym every week. But, all I've kind of had.
So how long have you been training? Well, and tell us the process. Do you run in a race as like the opening? And if you win that or if you get in the top 10, then you're elected? Or paint that picture, please, Sharman.
So I did the 3 kilometre trial.
Okay.
And that was tough. Mm. And then I did, so first off, I did an application, did the trial, had an interview with some of the deadly runner people. And they kind of forwarded my interview onto the coach and Rob DiCostella. And then I got shortlisted.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day they rang me and told me I was part of the squad.
All right, fantastic. How many in the squad? And is it boys and girls?
Yeah, so there's 12 altogether, 12. Six girls, six boys.
Okay.
Yeah, we had 320 applicants this year, so I was very lucky.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Yeah. And have you been to New York?
No, not yet. First time.
You chewed on a Big Apple, but you haven't been to the Big Apple.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Yep,
exciting.
Yep.
Look, doors can open up. So this is now, it's a chapter in your life, but is it this a passion now? This is a sport that you belong to now, you could say?
Yeah, I'm going to continue running afterwards. Good. I'd like to do a few other marathons, especially, in Australia.
Yep.
Maybe go overseas. But, it's definitely started something new for me.
Too deadly. And so when do you actually shoot off to New York?
So next Wednesday we'll
next
fly
Wednesday.
Over. Yep.
All right,
and
next
then
Wednesday.
Next Sunday will be the run.
Run next Sunday. And then after that, do you have time out in USA or what happens there?
Yeah, I'm going to stay on like an extra week.
Good.
Do all the touristy stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, beautiful. Too deadly. So what about family members? They've got to be pretty excited and happy and for what you're doing.
Yeah, they're very excited. They've been following me on social media. work have been supportive, you know. I have all the mob that are covering my shift.
Thank you. Look, love to help you, but I've got to go for a run first. Sharman, congratulations. Look, enjoy the journey. That's what it's all about. And the journey of life, whether you're running or you're walking. It's all about the journey. So thank you for your yarn. Congratulations. Big shout out to the other 11 members.
Me.
Yep, Too Deadly. And lead from front, represent your family, your people, your mob in this beautiful country. Sharman, thank you, Sissy.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Oh, bye. Beautiful yarn, deadly runner, and that's Sharman Williams, 2025 IMP, Indigenous Marathon Project squad member she is. So there's 12 selected, 6 boys, 6 girls. Now going to the Big Apple, and she was just supporting her cousin, and look, before you know it, she going, I didn't ask her, did her cousin make it? And if he didn't, he'd be bad-mouthing her, but I don't know, if he did, they might be both there. I should have asked that question. To Deadly Sharman, leading from the front. This is your Deadly Program, National Talk Black. You can run your mouth here on this Deadly Program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Otherwise, you can text a brother as well. And that Deadly number is 045-714-0550. Otherwise, their Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yanup Strong here on your Daily Program, National Talk Black, with the bully one, your host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, National Talk Black. Like I said, 1 hour program. It is your vehicle. Have your say, utilize it. Yanup Strong, it is your vehicle. Murray just driving it. So, too deadly. Have your say, Yanup Strong, National Talk Black.
From the saltwater people, the place called peaceful. Well, my country is a beautiful country, and we living up on a peace island before all. They used to stay. Well, my country is a beautiful country.
Too Deadly Mob, welcome back to your daily program, Saltwater People, and that's Red Sunset and Yarning Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, your host, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Recurry, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, going to catch up a yarn now with the chairperson of 4K1G in Townsville. We're talking about Ricky Finiassa. Ricky, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. How you going?
Very good, my brother. Before you start, let the mob know who your mob. Were you from, Rick?
Oh, so yes, my name is Rick Finiassa. I'm a proud Torres Islander. Mum's from Murray Island, there.
Yes.
Mayor. Dad's from Mabiog, from Wagadagam, and my Adelaide, and Mum's from Zagreb. And yeah, live in Townsville now.
Live in Townsville, and, beautiful. Yep, 4K1G. Chairperson, there you are, brother.
4K1G, too deadly. Yeah, that's the answer. I got the Ask Guys podcast on the Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, one of 107.1, yeah, so that's what I do, man.
Too deadly. And looking at your yarns on your podcast online, so it looked fantastic. Enjoying the journey. Wear a few hats, don't you, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of my passions is I love the podcast that we do called Ask Guys. And, you know,
Ask Guys.
You know, we talk about proper things. Like, you know, we don't talk about partying, or we don't talk about, you know, drinking or anything like that, which is all, you know, that's got its place. But what we talk about is, like, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs theory, what's emotional intelligence?
Yeah, beautiful.
You know, how to honour elders past, present, emerging.
Yeah,
what does that mean beyond words?
Yeah.
That's proper thing.
And is this a men's yarn, you could say?
Yes, it's a men's yarn, yeah.
Yeah, men's yarn in circle, beautiful.
And what we do is we want to discuss things that are help men become better versions of themselves, for themselves, for family, their family, and their community.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So how long you had the reins there as the chairperson, 4K1G, brother?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm also the chairperson of 4K1G. I've been there for about a year now.
How are you enjoying the journey, brother?
I'm excited. The journey's really, it's good. Been exciting. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work, you know, and I appreciate, you know, radio station and, like, you know, Jackie, your wife, who runs the radio station. There's a lot of work for station managers to get through, and from the board level as well,
yes,
to ensure that, you know, all that strategic things and operational stuff is working as expected. So it's been exciting, man. I've learned a lot, and I just love the journey and, you know, getting our mob to make sure that our mob is connecting with our mob.
Lovely. Fantastic, brother. Now, you do a bit of work in the health space as well, Rick. What's that, bro?
Yes. So that's it. So what my job title is I'm a regional manager, and I look after, I'm a regional operational manager, so I look after training. And I cover the area from Mackay to Torres Strait. So we've got, even this year now, we've got some good, exciting young Indigenous trainees who
yes.
are finishing year 12.
Yep.
And they've done this traineeship at local HHS, what they call hospital health services, all across from Mackay to Torres Strait. And they're finishing their, they're finishing the traineeship.
As health workers, what are they training as, brother?
Oh, various. They've got various. They're in different teams. So ideally, what we try to do is rotate them between four different teams. So
okay.
The training, school-based training, they get experience in all different areas.
Yes.
And then hopefully, if they want to continue to work in the health industry, then we have options afterwards, like cadetships or, you know, further studies and stuff like that. So it's an exciting program. We want to get, you know, proper outcome for our kids who want to work in health.
Good.
And be working with, like, mainstream services like the hospital, your local hospital. You know, it's one of the biggest employers in town, in your local town.
Beautiful.
You know, and it's a proper serious place. So we want to get our kids there because we believe that, for me personally, that it closes the gap.
Yep, exactly.
We need to have individuals so they can close the gap of health and knowledge in their own family, in themselves, then it reflects to the community.
Yeah, beautiful. Nicely said. So true, brother. And look, hats off to your beautiful wife. You and your lovely wife do a fantastic job raising your beautiful kids. But your beautiful kids are kicking goals as well. We're talking graduating from university. Tell us the space that they're working in, please, brother.
Oh, yes. I have six kids.
That's a basketball team, one on the bench there, brother.
Yeah, three boys, three girls. So the eldest one is 29, he's a security guard.
Yeah.
And then my eldest daughter is she's a second year medical student.
Yes.
She's a medical student, so she wants to be, you know, in the medical field. For our church, she served a mission in England.
Yep.
So she's back after 18
good.
Months. So
yeah,
she's
good.
She's taking up studies to be a doctor. My other daughter will be after her, is the final year of law and art.
So
she wants to, you know, be a lawyer.
Yes.
And then my other daughter is a second year pharmacist. In the pharmacy. And then I have my son, who just left school last year, who has now started a traineeship at a local bank.
Local bank?
Yep. Local bank. So
finance?
Get into banking.
Yeah, good. So he doesn't have to ask daddy for a loan.
No.
You can financial intelligence.
There's one thing black fathers haven't conquered. Three things, drug, alcohol, and money.
And money, that's right.
We need to get ahead of that money because we have a
It's not how are you? It's, hey, brother, how you holding?
Yeah.
Lone there.
You get lone there? I'm like, you know, we haven't pumped money with the very good.
So, yeah, that's right. Too beautiful.
No, it's good. But brother, I want to say, once, like, you know, with all my, especially with my, the three girls that I have daughters, and I want my daughters to be independent women. So
yep.
In life, they've got a paper piece of paper to fall back on.
Yep.
But the other thing is interesting is from my dad's side, our totem, the characteristics of our totem, is we're healers.
Yep.
We're law. We don't make the law. We're law defenders.
Okay. Beautiful. Yes.
The law.
Yes.
And we're also medicine people. So then you see my daughters.
Yeah, there you are in those spaces.
One's
yes.
The lawyer. The other one's the, and we're medicine.
Yeah, people. I got goosebumps here.
Yeah, and all families and friends out there.
Good. That's good. That's beautiful, brother.
Said to me, the keys in the tree, your family tree.
When you tree, family tree. The
characteristics
yep.
of your totem.
Yep.
Then you'll know you. Then the job that you ever have will not be because it's based on your personality, but it's based on your bloodline.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it, brother. I love it. Well, that's your foundation of your life. So, yeah, all your daily listeners out there, take that on board. Who your mob, who your tree, know your mob, you know what I mean? And there's your foundation to live your life, you know? My dad always told me, look, son, my gift to you is life. What you do with that life is your gift to me. You know what I mean? It's,
love it.
Brother, live your life to the fullest. And, brother, thank you for sharing, brother, and about your beautiful family and work you do and the hat you wear in health and the hat you wear on Murray Radio. Fantastic. 4K1G represent. Look, good yarning with you, Rick, and thanks for the call, brother, man.
Brother, take care. God bless. One love, brother.
God bless. Take care, brother. All the best.
Take off.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Ricky. Ricky Finiessa, 4K1G, chairperson, Townsville Murray Radio Station, and also working in health and just talking about his beautiful beautiful children there and the work that they're doing. And one qualified as a lawyer and one qualified as a doctor. And look, fantastic. He's leading from the front, and he needs to lead from the front because they're watching him. It's all good. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, yarning up strong here. The Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I'm live here at the First National Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BB and Bunbury Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn of Strong, about 10 minutes, you mob, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassadale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Best of you, something needs to be done. I'll pull like a green, white, and blue. Mount Augustus wears a crown of cloud, weather is foretold just for me, for the sea and land where I stand proud. Mary Bargate, green, white, and blue. You can only understand the measure of the sea and sand. Feel the Sahel gold. Only then can you know. Wherever you are, whatever you do, regardless of your color, it's true. A gift for us from above, united in this pledge of love. Torres Strait. My loyal eagle,
for the my loyal girl. Miriam, cool Kalga. Kayola girl, my loyal girl. I could have my loyal girl. Miriam, cool Kalga.
Sleeping under stars tonight, not sure exactly where I'll be. Maybe underneath the pale moonlight, or maybe underneath that tree. Black smoke riding in the sky tonight. Everything will be alright if you let go. Humans are gathered in a place tonight. Everything will be alright if you let go. Sure exactly where I'll be. Maybe underneath the pale moonlight, or maybe underneath that tree. Black smoke riding in the sky tonight. Everything will be alright. Everything will be alright if you let go. Tonight, everything will be
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Today, you might welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where Trendy Trev signs off. Thank you for your company, your mob. We're back in the hot seat again next week. And that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. 24/7, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Good yarning with your mob. Big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this big island, Australia. Thank you very much for the work that you do, yarning up with our mob and delivering all the yarns and all the deadly music. And it is a team effort. Thank you very much, and a big shout out to the crew here at BBM, Bummer Bip Media, the management, board of directors, and chairperson, as well as the deadly team and the staff. And thank you very much to NERS, National News Radio Service. Stay tuned for the news here coming up, and stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.